Hi, everybody, it's Michelle, and this is July 2nd, 2020. This is our very first call in our Story Mastery series. The name of this new, brand new series is Story Mastery: Create the Stories That Build Your Business. And I'm so excited today myself. I want to bring my energy to a more stable place so I can actually get something across to you guys. If we even get to one small piece of what I have planned for today, it's going to change, is a game changer for your company and your life. So let's begin in a quieter place in Shavasana, camera on or camera off as always, and give yourself space. Make sure that there's nothing that you're bumping into. Take the time to move things away from you, so that you're not shrinking away, but instead extending. Lying on your back, if you're able, if you need to, you can be seated. But always when you can, if you can take this time to rest, I know that especially in this rapidly changing world, to take a space for ourselves where we are self-indulgent even, where we are aligned, where we are breathing, and getting off that treadmill of all that stuff that's happening in the world, it's so very important, especially now. So lying on your back, if you can, bend the knees, make space through the low back by taking the flesh of the buttocks towards the heels, and then extend your legs out, slide them along the floor. And that itself is a very different action. If you lift your leg and place it down again, there's a different energy than if you just slide your heel along the floor. Everything we do here matters. Slide your heel along the floor. Stay grounded. And then release the baby toes to the floor once the legs are straight. The rest of the toes follow. Let the legs relax. Now bend the elbows and dig the elbows into the floor. Fingertips point to the ceiling to lift and open the heart center any amount. Especially now, many of us are contracting in our bodies with so much going on. We want to keep opening the heart, opening the heart. We just finished the loving kindness series. When we open the physical heart, Father Joe says, we do more than opening the physical heart. We open our hearts, and thereby the heart of the world. Lift and open the heart center, release the arms to the floor, and then adjust the head support beneath you so that the head support is touching the shoulders but does not go beneath. Your Shavasana will go deeper when you do so. Softly close the eyes if you haven't already. Make any adjustments to be comfortable. What is it that you need right here and right now? And then when you're comfortable, take comfort, find stillness. Use that little bit of will to allow your body to be still for these next few minutes. Because mind and body are related. When the body is agitated, the mind will stay agitated. If the mind is agitated, the body wants to wiggle. We can take control by just choosing to let the body be still. The mind may still be agitated for a little while, but as we just lie here and breathe, the mind, through the stillness of the body, will slowly quiet down. Not because we make it be quiet. That's a different act of suppression, right? We don't want that. We simply let the body be still and comfortable. The eyes closed, relaxing deeply into the earth, just letting go. And then over time, as we remain here, a minute to a few minutes, takes different amounts of time, different days, different sessions, that's okay. Of its own accord, the mind starts to become quiet. It's like our day is like tossing a pebble into a still pond. There's ripples, our minds ripple from all the activity of the day. But if we stop doing all that stuff, we don't need to make the water be still. We don't need to make the mind be still. We just let the body be still for a while. Let that stone fall to the bottom of the lake. And the mind of its own accord, as we stay here in silence, in the quietness of your body releasing, in the moment of doing nothing and stopping all that stuff that we do, the mind will come to stillness of its own accord. Let it. Don't be worried if it's still busy. Just as thoughts arise, let them go. It's so unimportant right now. You can come back to them later. It's okay. They'll still be there. It just doesn't matter. You'll let it go because your focus is on the sound of my voice and on this movement of this breath. That's all. Super simple. Just this breath here and now. Usually we want to move sequentially for stilling the body, relaxing the body, and then we turn to the breath. I've already pointed you to the breath, but sometimes at this stage, the mind is still busy and the body is still tense in different ways. So I want to move back to the body again. Having drawn your attention to the breath, I want to move back to the body. And just scan the body for any tension. Where are you still holding? Notice. Breathe into that spot. Let it go. Relax the shoulders. Relax the arms. Soften the throat. Relax all the tiny muscles of the face. Just let the face be smooth like butter. We tend to store things in our jaw, stuff there. Relax the jaw all the way up to the hinge near the ears. Can you feel it? Let it go. Let the tongue rest gently in the bottom of the mouth. Teeth slightly parted. Lips touching, not touching. Shavasana is a practice. We do the same actions over and over and each time catch ourselves. Yes, there's tension there. Gentleness, let it go. Over and over, practicing. Let the eyes sink back toward the back brain and a deeper level of Shavasana comes. And again, in this quiet place, watch the breath. Nothing to do, nowhere to go. Just let yourself indulge in this moment, here and now. Being instead of doing. Just watch the breath. As you watch the breath, Let each breath take you deeper and deeper into silence. In this quiet place, know that all is well in this moment, here and now. All is well. Allow the breath to deepen. Start to wiggle the fingers and toes, slowly bringing movement back to the body, and your consciousness back into this room. Bend the knees, give yourself a big hug. You can rock slowly from side to side if you choose, massage the lower back. Roll over onto the right side. Support your head and wait. Take your time here. Ease. Well-being. Breath. Being okay in this transitional place between Shavasana and arising out of Shavasana. Can I be all right in the in-between? Allow yourself to be here fully. Softly open the eyes. Use your hands to press yourself up to sitting, keeping the head and neck soft. And then return to our virtual circle, camera on whenever possible, because it trains that presence, it trains that one-pointed focus. It allows you to be seen as well. As entrepreneurs, we want to be seen. Here's a great place to practice that. Many skills learned in the allowing yourself to be visible, to be present here. Hi, Barb, first face that I see. Welcome, great to see you. All right, as you're returning to the circle, we haven't done this in a long time. Different practices for different times. This was a deeper, longer Shavasana than we've done for a while. So I want to return to our practice for today anyway, of what did you love here? We just finished the loving kindness series. We want to fall in love with all our moments, with all the components of our company, with all the different parts of our lives, the people in our lives, so many places for loving kindness to be directed. And let's begin this story mastery series by loving all the moments that we're entering in. So I'd love to hear from one or two of you, just a sentence or two. What did you love today in this practice of Shavasana? Who would like to begin? Mary Kay.
Well, I was surprised. Well, I loved how deep I went, but I also loved especially that I could come back from being super deep. I didn't know I could come back that easily.
Thank you. I love that. And I don't remember that ever being spoken about Shavasana in all the times that we've responded about Shavasana, and it's another layer of it. Sometimes we get afraid that we'll go away so far that we can't come back and function or be in the world. That can be an impediment to Shavasana. to know that I can drop into a deep and quiet state very quickly out of practice. And then I can immediately come up and be back in the world is super important. And that is one of the skills of Shavasana. Yogis and meditators are also the first to actually be in action, awake, alive, here, present. And I've told you this story in different contexts before, hear it now. I remember years ago, I was at the gym. Somebody had a heart attack. And I heard it, was the first to run to the front desk, get the EMS on their way, get the team activated. And I came back and nobody done anything. Nothing had happened. When we have these practices, it enables us to engage in the world, see what's needed, and act more quickly. Sometimes we think it's just navel gazing, then I'll get stuck there. It's the opposite. I can go very deep and I can come back and be in the world faster than others. Thank you for that. I've not taught that piece before, Mary Kay. Thank you. What did you love here? Let's hear one or two more. Lindsay.
I loved that even though I was really, really struggling to get into Shavasana, like I was okay with it being a struggle. Like I didn't find myself fighting it. I was just like, this is what it is and this is what it's meant to be today.
Ha, brilliant and beautiful. Not struggling with the struggle. It's weird. As we go deeper in our inner journey and in the development of the inner story that's needed to build our companies and to build our world, sometimes we end up doubly beating up ourselves, right? Oh no, I'm struggling. I should know better than that. I shouldn't be struggling. So somebody who hasn't heard that layer of it yet wouldn't even bother with that. And then we get this funny kind of backlash in our stories. And then the next level is, hey, I'm struggling. And that's okay. It doesn't matter. This is my perfect Shavasana today. And the layer, the level of equanimity that brings, that whatever happens, I'm good. Man, so needed in this world right now with everything shifting and changing. A very powerful, hugely powerful effect of the repeated practice of Shavasana. Love that, Lindsay. Thank you. Steve.
I went so deep that I almost didn't hear the comeback out. Mm-hmm. I was a little late coming to the circle because I...
Fantastic. I love that. And if that ever happens to any of you, it's like, oh no, I might go so deep that I might not come back. Oh, well, it's okay. Then I enjoy and have that experience. How wonderful is that? The depth of this practice, there are more and more and more layers. I am quite sure that BKS Iyengar, he died at 95. I am quite sure that his in that last year of his life, his Shavasans were something that I have not nearly experienced yet. Right? There's more and more layers and levels of it. And that's exciting to me. Because if this, I still remember Dottie, she's not, Dottie, you're up in my left-hand corner. I remember the very first time you did Shavasana in this community. It's like, wow, I remember the look on your face and the delight that you expressed. And it's like, I have not experienced that before. I will not forget that, right? From the very first practice of it, it can create unbelievable changes. And then the depth of practice that can happen and the deeper and deeper layers of what's possible for us both in that moment and the ripple effect in our lives and our companies, it's phenomenal. So thank you. Love that, Steve. All right. Anything else burning to be shared about this? Again, it's a deeper dive than we've done since Mexico at Home, I would say. But I wanted a deep and solid foundation of silence for this next layer of journey that we're doing, because this is a big and beautiful one. I'm so excited. Anything else wanting to be shared without which we can't go forward? Creating space. Anything else bubbling up? Okay. Thank you. I usually do this practice for you guys. This time, I swear, it was only just the spin-off effect for you. Because I'm the one who wanted this so much. I didn't know we were going to start here until I was walking into this, the beginning of this class. There has been so much rolling for you around story mastery around stories this summer. It's already been many, many hours and days and weeks of work and intentionality and creativity and focused attention. that I needed myself to center so that I don't try to say it all at once and then you won't hear anything. All right. I am so excited about this series, I can hardly speak. So, story mastery, create the stories that build your business. We have done something of this in this community before, but not for a while and not the way we're going to do it here. The closest we've ever come is in what used to be a week-long retreat. It's the one that I taught a few days after Shelley's death. And it used to be called Quantum Leaps. It used to be a week-long. We've shifted how and where we teach things now. And perfect, Tracy. See you soon. Enjoy the recording. So we used to teach it at Quantum Leaps. And as I look around the room, that was long enough ago that I think it's only Yvonne and Marie, anybody else who's been to Quantum Leaps? I think it's you've been to the Mexico retreat, but not Quantum Leaps. And we've done three things that have been called Quantum Leaps before, but the live retreat version is where we did the predecessor of this work. So what we got to is just one element of story. So Marie and Yvonne were there. And in that week together, we got to only really one element of story. And Yvonne and Marie, of all the people know here, of the profound shifts that happened in the community and in our lives, just from diving into one element of story. That's really all we did. I've never said it like that before, but that's all we did. We learned about plot. We learned about one element of story. And from that, people said, nothing will stop me now. The blocks that used to seem huge are now not even one, they're just blips. And I want to say that we have never done this in this community before, because what I want to teach you so surpasses that, because I was not the person yet and we did not have the community yet to teach what it is we're going to be doing here. So story mastery, create the stories that build your business. Sometimes I'm going to be referring to the notes beside me here, and then sometimes we're going to be doing some interactive stuff, but I got the notes beside me here because I have, even though I've been teaching about stories for over 25 years, I've never taught it in this way before. So, and I want to make sure that the pieces that I want to share with you today, that you hear them and why they matter so much and what this has the potential to do for your company and for your life. So the promise of it is in the title itself, Story Mastery. It took me a while to come up with that. You've heard different iterations of the title. Story Mastery, create the stories that build your business. Stories are everywhere. We know that right from anatomy. There are elements of story that are everywhere. One of them being plot. We did a whole week on that before, right? And I can tweak these elements in every area of my company for outstanding results. When I understand how stories work at the level of the elements of story, I can adapt it right here, right now, in the moment, to serve the moment we're in and the purpose that you want right here, right now, in an everyday conversation with somebody. When you're working to inspire a team, when you're building your brand, when you're speaking from stage, from Anatomy of an Empowering Story and elsewhere, from my foundational talk that I give, Stories That Sell, that stories are everywhere. But what about the elements of story? We have not discussed that, all right? And what we want is to understand how to create a story and adapt it right here in the moment. And also to be able to craft stories, ones that are highly crafted, like that 4-minute talk that I've referred you to in practical applications, for instance. There are everyday stories. There are highly crafted stories. What if I could have story agility? What if I could have story nimbleness? What if I could have story mastery in all areas of my company? Because I understand what the elements of a story are, and I know how to tweak them, like turning the dials, to make a difference right here, right now. So why story mastery? Why does this matter? It's what gets most in the way in people's lives and in people's businesses. You know, in this fast-paced world, like people miss opportunities because we don't have the time to rewrite everything. We're stuck in an inner world story. We don't know how to articulate the outer world story, and all of a sudden the opportunity is gone. When we have the nimbleness with story, we can adapt it right in the moment. We can adapt it right in that audience. And hey, this is what influencers do. Who would, you know, I can only get to so much. Just, it's really the best that I can do in that call about influence that we did a little while ago. But we only have one single call to an audience that doesn't have the background that you have. But here's what I want you to think about influence right here. This is what influencers do. They are masterful storytellers. If you know that to be true, when you think about it, raise your hand. Somebody who has deep influence, they have not just kind of sort of got story. They have mastered it. And this series is story mastery. The elements of story. What's it made up of, and how can I apply it everywhere in my company? Your raving fans are right next to you. They won't know unless you share your story with them in a way they can consume, understand, and take action on. Same for your team. Same for your joint venture partners. Same for your family. Same for the people around you. Same for yourself to energize and uplift yourself. What are the stories we're telling at every level of our company, our lives, and our world? So what are some of the practical outcomes of this course? Now, this is the first time I've taught this course in this way. I know already, and Carly, of all people, knows, if you've had a chance to glance at, like, I work things out in detail beforehand. I freaking know where we're going to go. Carly, you know that from Stories That Sell Now, right? And also, this is going to be also nimble and highly adaptable. We might, as I had a conversation with Carly yesterday about this in a different context, we might do a deeper dive over here in this one element, and I might collapse the other element depending on what I hear from you. All right. So it's going to be highly nimble. There are 100 elements of story I'm going to tell you, and that would just be confusing. You can't use any of it. My intention for you for this course is that it is imminently practical, that you can use these elements of story in every aspect of your business. And so I could tell you which elements of story we're going to dive into. I already know. But they will expand or contract depending on what I hear from you and what you need in the course of this and the questions you ask. I'd be asking a lot of questions through this if I were you. It will help me adapt. You know, how do I teach you 25 years worth of story in even eight classes? It's a lot to accomplish, but we're ready to do it. All right. So what are the aims of this series? It has many aims, but here are some of them. Be able to apply story principles, the elements of story, to all aspects of your company so you can lead well, become the CEO of your own company, have a product or service that is understandable to people that they want to buy, inspire action, create sales easily, grow your company, inspire team and clients, create a positive company culture, and so much more. If there's even one of these things that you would like to do for your company, even one of the things I've named, raise your hand, even if there's just one. Thank you. All right. So if that were not enough, and again, this is going to have, I hope that you will be patient with me, because what I want to do is set up a framework for this course so we understand what it is and why it matters. And some of you might go, okay, Michelle, I got it. Like, start teaching me the elements, right? So if you're in that place, hang with me, because when we set up the foundation really solidly, one of the things that I use to teach at Quantum Leaps, that was the deepest place we taught it, is move slowly, go slowly to go quickly. Yvonne and Marie are in the best place to hear this, because it's like people will go like, I don't know how to create a freaking story. I don't know how to create a story. I don't get it. We're not doing anything. How come we're not creating a story yet? Michelle, come around to go, oh wait, we just created a story. How did that happen? All right. Marie, Yvonne, is that true? Is that what happened? Every freaking single time. Okay. So hang with me here around building a solid foundation, because it will pay off strongly in the long run. If that were not enough, I want to tell you a little bit more about why I'm so excited for this course, because it will help you understand the other ways that story impacts your company, your life, and your world. Now, you know this from anatomy, but I want us to know it deeper here. And if you haven't read Anatomy of an Empowering Story in a while, we see it in different ways in the work that we do. We need both levels of story. We need the inner story, because otherwise, here's what came to me this morning. We never step out of the Matrix. How many of you have seen the Matrix before, or understand the basic premise of it, at least, that movie? Okay, here's the basic premise of it. And sorry if it's a spoiler, but the show's been around for many years, so if it's even so, what happens is all the characters in that film, like, they can move around in their world and do all this stuff, but they don't know that they're all inside a matrix. It's all like this big, you can think of it like, if you haven't seen the show, like this big computer program almost, right? So they could change around the elements in that world umpteen times, but they haven't ever stepped outside the matrix, and nothing ever shifts. They're just moving elements around. That's what happens if we don't change the inner world story. Because, and we've seen it in this community, you should have the ears to hear this. Sometimes the inner world story, it pops up over here, I think I've handled it, now it pops up over here in my private life, now it pops up, oh my goodness, I thought I handled that one already, right? That's just the same. It's okay if I swear. I don't swear very often anymore with you guys, but is it okay if I swear? Anybody will be offended? Okay. It's like the same damn thing over and over, right? It just felt like those are the words that will get it across, right? So we rotate different people and events, but the same thing keeps happening. We need to master the inner world story. In a way, the whole of the Allow series is designed to do that. Do you get that? If I don't start with love and kindness for myself, I'm going to spew out all these, like, whatever words I'm saying over here, none of it's going to make any sense. Let's get that going. I'm just going to be starting from fear, and everything I build is going to be from that foundation, right? So, of course, we need the inner world story, and we have a lot of resources on this campus to make that shift. Is it directly connected with the outer world? Yes, of course. But then, and this is where this course is aimed, we need to be able to articulate it in the outer world story. We need to be able to say it. Now, this allows us to know our story at an even deeper level. So all of the Allow series is like behind what we're doing here. But then how do I start articulating it? How do I start to say it so we can enact it and live it? When I can say my story, I own it at a deeper level. It's fine to know, wait, with a meta meditation, for instance, I'm going to start with self first. But if I can't articulate it and own it, it's not there fully yet. So the inner world story and the outer world one are connected. So what about that outer world story? How do we articulate it and gain control of the elements of it? And that's going to have a rebound action on our inner world stories as well. Because our inner world stories are very intricately constructed. And when we can start to see the elements of them, it's going to help at that inner world level as well. If that excites you, raise your hand. I'm asking you because if it doesn't, I didn't articulate it. You didn't hear it. Okay. So for some of you, it does. Let me say it one more time. When I gain control of, for instance, who's the hero of the journey? That's about character. If I'm not, one of the inner world stories is I'm not even in the driver's seat of my own life. Now I can't even build my company. If I understand something more about that element of story, which is character, and how it functions to tell a story from stage, I will know more about character, and I will start seeing things in my inner world story that I never could have seen before. Not at that nuanced level. It's going to help in the inner world. And it's going to help in the outer world so people can know what I stand for and jump at my offers. Now, if you're excited at another level, raise your hand. Now, did you hear it? Thank you. Again, I've not taught this in this way before, so sometimes it might take me a couple articulations before you hear it. Okay, so inner world story changes, outer world story changes. We also need different, so it's the inner world story, the outer world story. We also need different kinds of stories. I already mentioned this, but let me underline it here. We need different kinds of stories in our company. We need the informal kinds of stories. Like I just sent a note on Slack to my team. I do it all the time. I didn't even notice it, but I thought to mention it here because I've been dropping balls in my company because I've been just doing a freaking lot. And I'm taking don't worry, extreme self-care. I'm taking a rest this weekend, all right? I've been doing a lot designing this course. I was at a 3-day retreat this weekend. I didn't get as, and then my daughter wanted to see me on Tuesday. I didn't get as much rest as I sometimes do. I've been building a lot. Now I could have said to my team, listen, I've been dropping balls. I'm really sorry. I've done an awful job, but that's not how I experienced it. And it's not what I wrote. It's not what, so it's little informal stories. And what I told them without even thinking about it, because I know the elements of story, engaged and uplifted them. And Amy's doing work even when she should be on holidays because she's engaged in what we're doing in this company because of the way that story is owned, right? So we need little informal stories like that. We also need formal crafted stories, like I said. So there's different kinds of stories we need in our company. Knowing the elements of it will help in that. We also need stories in different areas of our company. And here I want to ask you, because if I keep talk, I don't lecture very much, even at the university I didn't, because you'll fall asleep, right? And you won't hear it. So I want to ask you, what areas of your company do you think, like, just off the top of your head, where do you think the stories are? I've got a whole bunch of them right here on the page in front of me because I thought about this. But I want you to tell me, where are some of the areas that story is circulating? And if we could get a hold of story at a minute level and tweak the dials, Barb, and just go ahead, just like do it like popcorn here.
Among clients, between yes. us and clients, and then among clients.
Absolutely. Thank you. Just jump in. Go ahead. If two people speak at once, one of you just sort it out. I want the next minute or two to be like popcorn here.
I need to be able to create the story. Like, I want to recreate what happened to me in Mexico about becoming friends in the beginning of my course, but I don't know how to do that.
Right. So articulating it in courses and even gaining a hold of my own journey and what it even meant. Thank you for that. What else? Name, like, I want 20 of them in the next minute or two. And if you don't know, I'm going to share some of them with you because there's more than we think. Marie. Actually, I'm just going to try not to speak. Just go ahead.
The story around why I'm offering what I offer to the bigger community.
Yes. What else?
My animals have tons of stories.
Another level of story. Good. What else?
Stories out on construction sites.
Yeah, crucial for your business. What else?
A story of try this system. If it worked for me, it can work for you, maybe.
How do I encourage somebody to go ahead and try it? What is that story? Yes. And what are the elements that I need to tweak for to make that storyline? Where else?
Stories about how stuck I am and why things never work.
Then that's part of that inner world story. And then how can I translate it into something that I could speak from stage too? I'm adding that piece of it, right? So if I don't know that story first, how am I first going to know it for myself? And then how am I going to use it? Yes, these are some of the places. Let's hear two more.
Baby stories.
Did you say baby stories? Yeah, and I think I got it, but explain what you mean by that, because I'm pretty sure I know what you mean, but tell me.
Well, it's got two meanings. Stories literally about babies and from the baby and me, and baby stories, small stories, but I'm more inclined towards the real babies and baby animals.
And, you know, so there's a whole world of story just in that answer. Lots of different baby stories. Fantastic. Love that. One more.
To help them create a story of success for themselves.
Yes, beautiful. Okay, so there's just some of the places where story exists. Now, I've been doing some thinking about this, and I kind of grouped them for you. Because even though we know it's everywhere, well, so what? Where is it that I should even be applying story? If it's everywhere, that doesn't tell me anything, because I'm not like, should I be applying it to this desk? Should I be applying it to when I talk to my, like, where? Where's the most important places, right? And creating the story of what's most important itself is a story, all right? Here are some categories, some places where we can look to stories in our company. Branding. We haven't talked much about that. Branding. Stories allow you to stand out in the market. Great brands, for instance, have great origin stories. Marketing, social media, Facebook, Instagram stories, YouTube, etc., blogs, videos, your book, if you have one and you plan to write one, or maybe it's not time to. When is it time to write the story? That is to write the book. That itself is a story, right? So marketing, your funnel, content management, all that's part of marketing, right? Speaking, your about page, you know, talking to the copywriter in ways that allow them to build your brand. So branding and marketing and all those elements of it, those are all stories. Your company culture, We haven't spoken that much about that. But team, leadership, your mission statement, purpose, ways of interacting among team and clients, operations, hiring decisions, training your team, creating happy clients, all that under the realm of company culture. All these things are part of a company. They are all stories. Leadership and influence. What's your CEO mindset like? Creativity, decision-making. What's your founder story? Choosing the direction for your company, creating raving fans. This is all under leadership and influence. These are all stories. These are all aspects of your company. Sales, what we say in strategy sessions and everything that leads up to it. Stories we know drive sales. Remember, I talk stories that sell. We already know that. Teaching, training, education, inspiration. These are all areas of story that matter in your company. Now, if you're starting to feel overwhelmed, the whole idea is these are all already happening in your company. Did you know that? Whether you're taking control of them or not, they're all already happening. What would it be like to be in the driver's seat of these? What would it be like to outsource this so you don't have to figure all this out yourself, right? All that's a story. Change management, especially now. Think just for a moment. People are saying that COVID is. That's a story. Black Lives Matter means, and what I want to do about it is change management. It's all story. Decision making. When you know your story, it helps you make strategic decisions. When you create your own stories, it drives decision making, right? Even the best leaders get stuck in decision making. We all want to make better decisions for our company. Story drives that. Alignment. You want to create a company that's coherent and aligned with the themes of your life, with what matters to you. And the decisions going back to decision making, you know, do I do a podcast or not? Do I do YouTube or not? Am I speaking? Should I speak here? Should I speak there? All that has a story about it. Having a CEO mindset, I mentioned that. The CEO understands, the CEO of the largest companies, they know that the company is made up of stories. How to be the CEO of your own company. Performance. Measuring performance in a way that doesn't drag people down, but instead has your company moving forward and celebrating every step of the way. Think of the high ticket virtual retreat and the game. There's a story involved in that. There's some disempowering stories about sales sometimes, but how is it that we get people engaged in a game that's collective movement forward? It's because it has a story behind it. So what do stories do? They elevate your brand, they move your business forward, they change the world, they make a meaningful difference, they help people get engaged in your ideas, they create raving fans. They help us overcome challenges, they inspire commitment, they help us sell ideas, they communicate a vision for the future, they allow people to engage emotionally and remember and experience your ideas. If you don't remember all these things, don't worry about it. My intention here is to populate and particularize that thing that we already know, that stories are everywhere. Here are just some of the places. You don't have to memorize all of these, right? Bringing clarity to new ideas, inspiring change across a broad range of business challenges, leading through inspiration, inspiring, motivating, persuading people, tackling leadership challenges, right? All this is all story. Defining the culture, you know, by Dottie mentioned success stories, not just for clients, defining your company culture by celebrating people who embrace the policies and publicly share their stories. If you've got even one team member, what they do and how they act and how they interact with you and the world matters. And are you celebrating, how you celebrate their success and create and produce more of it is a story. And if you go, but I don't have any team members, Michelle, and I don't have the possibility of creating team members. Oh, there's a disempowering story. That's an inner world. Because you could have team members today in masses of volunteers. And if you're not sure of that, for instance, I used to be a student at Peak Potentials, as you know. They ran huge chunks of that company for free by countless volunteers who did endless hours and days and weeks and months of work. Why did they do that? Because they engaged in a story. That could happen for you too, unless you have the disempowering story that it couldn't, and then that's an inner world story that we want to work with. Stories at every level of your company, including reframing the story that you tell yourself. Inner world, outer world. So story mastery. That's why I'm so excited about this course. Create the stories that build your business, and they're at every freaking single level of your company and your world. Who has thought of at least one other way, one other place who has heard at least one other place you didn't know stories were there? But it's like, right, story is there too. Oh my goodness. Or that there's more categories of places that are part of your company than you realized that are infused by story. If there's at least even one place that you hadn't thought of before, raise your hand. Even one place. Yeah, okay. I mean, you might have known in general that stories are everywhere. Who knew about baby stories, for instance, right? I hadn't thought of that. It's a new one for me, right? So here's what I want to do next. Where do you heard a whole bunch of things. I asked you beforehand, but then I gave you some more possibilities of where we use story. This is going to be highly, highly applicable to you. Here's an element of story. Where do I want to use it? I can use it in every single place in my company, but where do you most want to use it? So I want to take some time at the foundation of this story mastery course to ask you, where do you want to use story in your company? Where are your most important places of all those things mentioned? Right now, for instance, one of the things my company is working on is branding. We're doing a lot of work on branding that you're going to see the ripple effect of in the next little while. It might not be the right time for you to work on branding. You could ask me about that. Where is the strategic place? If you're working on branding and you haven't crossed that six-figure line yet, I'd probably say don't, right? Wrong place, right? So where are the right places even there? That's a story, right? It doesn't mean it's wrong if you have done a lot of work there, but I would say that might not be the first place to work. And if you have, that's okay, right? So where are the places that you want to use story in your company first? Top three places. And why? And what could be possible for you if you could gain control, not just of knowing stories in general, but you could tweak the elements of story in that area? What might be possible? So here's what we're going to do. We're going to break up into groups, and I want you to address those three questions. And I'm going to give you 10 minutes for this, because this really matters. This is about, what am I going to do with this? Otherwise, it's just all head knowledge. What are the three top areas? I've heard all this stuff. Where do I want to use stories? Why? Two. And three, what might be possible for me and my company if I could tweak down to that nuanced level, like the influencers, like the story masters? I knew how to tweak the elements of story for the result that I wanted, for people to take action, for people to be inspired, for whatever it is that you want. What could be possible for me and my company? Is it clear what you're going to do? One, where are the three things? Two, why? And three, what's possible? So I'll give you 10 minutes. You're going to divide the time up and the one with the shortest hair goes first. The one with the longest hair can keep time, right? And we're going to break you up into your groups. And you know what? It takes a minute. I learned this on an eWomen event just the other day. It takes me a minute to break you up into groups. Take this minute. It might only be 45 seconds, but stretch. Grab whatever energy you want. You could run away and go grab a glass of water. Take this minute. Every time I'm breaking up into rooms, don't go far away, because it might be only be 45 seconds right beside, but whatever you need to gather your energy, okay? Every time we're doing that, you go ahead and do it, but don't go far away, otherwise you'll miss you'll miss your room. Okay, it's short and sweet. The rooms are open now. You've got 10 minutes. Have fun and watch how you're playing. Go. All right. Kim, I get one of you to, I've got some home play that I'm going to want you guys to do before our next call. And who will remind me at the end? Because it's going to be super fun and super easy. But if I forget to tell you, that would be sad. So who will remind me at the end of the call. Thank you, Yvonne. Perfect. Okay, and everybody should be back now. Fantastic. So here's what I'd like to do from here. How the breakout rooms go? Some good ideas there? Yeah, fantastic. I'm seeing lots of thumbs up. So I want to get just a little window for a few minutes into what was happening in these rooms. So I'd like at least, and probably only, but we'll see, at least one person from each room to share, you know, what that, your answers to those questions, like what, you know, where and why and what's possible. And that way we get at least a little window into the different rooms. And there might be something bubbling up for you from what somebody else did in that other room. And you go, wow, I thought it was here, but here's actually a deeper priority, right? So, or I can apply what they said over to this area. So who would like to go first? Who would like to share? Yeah, thanks, Lindsay.
Okay, so the three that I said were self-branding to really grow outside of like being just the coffee lady and being more than that. Because of the industry that I'm in, oftentimes we have to be able to transition easily over to another brand or another product when it comes to that. And so I really need to make sure that I'm focused on that self-branding. Sharing the products and the business opportunity from this, getting back to sharing that story, because that's really what created my business. And then I like let the why behind that is because after I told my story so many times, I quit telling because I'm like, everybody's heard it. Well, when I quit telling it, my business quit growing. And so I have to get that out of my head that there's still millions who haven't heard it that can benefit from it. And
I'm just gonna stop you just for a second, because can you hear the different, like, hey, did you even hear about that? Think about that self-branding for you. Like, what would that mean for my company, right? Her first one, and then Lindsay, your first one. And then can you hear again the level of the inner world story and the outer world story? Oh, something had me stop telling the story because I had a story about that story. This is blocking me. And I need to get through that. And then also, I'm going to have a story about where I'm even going to find those other audiences. So there's multiple layers of story already in what Lindsay shared with us. Are you hearing it? Brilliant and beautiful. Next, Lindsay.
And then my third one is like just really focusing on not letting my personal stories affect my business, that my business can still grow and thrive even if personally I'm going through some things. Because I found, like, just in some things I've been doing in the last few days, like I let my accident like let me stop working, and it was easy to make that as an excuse to not work for a few days or whatever it was, or health issues or whatever. And so I need to remember that they're still two separate things. Just because personally I'm going through some things and whatever those stories don't have to stop my business from moving.
Fantastic.
Forward.
I love that. And then also, can you hear another layer of story there too? Because it's sometimes I might be using those things as an excuse. That might be what's happening for Lindsay at a certain time. And sometimes it might be that I actually need to pause and reflect, and that's going to grow the next level of my business. And all that as well is story. So when is the one thing and when is the other, and how to discern? It's story that helps us understand and make sense of that and decide what to do. So Lindsay, fantastic. And then in a way you did both the three areas and why and what's possible. Was there more? Yeah. So enough said. Yeah. Anything else?
Nope.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah, love it. Let's hear from someone from a different room. Who would like to share next? Yvonne, thank you.
My top three areas were website branding and strategy calls. My why is I want to make myself more visible. When it comes to my website, et cetera, I've never really done anything like that. And I think for me, it's a really driving, you know, thing to go like, hey, I'm here, I exist, I'm, you know, I'm there. And for my strategy calls, it would be to close sales. And what it means for my company is, you know, growth, having more clients. And I want to be known in my industry as the expert.
Beautiful. Brilliant. Love it. So three areas. And then there's something I want to say about this too. Can you hear that in Yvonne's why, that too is a story. And how many of you were persuaded that these were good things for Yvonne to focus on? Did you do that seem reasonable to you? Raise your hand. If it seemed like, yeah, she's focused on the right thing, that's, do you know why that is? It's because she told a good story about where she wants to apply stories. If she told you the story differently, you wouldn't be convinced. Story is usually involved in persuasion, right? Because she could have said, well, I think I want to do my website, but I'm not sure because it's, I don't know, it's going to be hard. And I don't know if I can really apply story there. I'm not sure I've got skills. None of you would have been convinced. It's her story even about what she wants to do that has you all on board as part of her tribe behind her to help her do these things. So again, just pointing out to like the layers of story that happen every single moment of every day of our lives and how powerful it is. And then also to understand how story's functioning, because Yvonne in that moment had a good hold on story and now you're all convinced that these are the things that she should do. If we're persuasive about story, sometimes even that can get in the way because people are all going to go, yes, absolutely. But you know, what if it's number four that actually should be the priority for her company? How does she make that she didn't put on the list? How does she set the priorities? And how can she tell the story? Let's say she's got a team and she wants team input. How can she best tell that story so that they can help her discern what the best thing is to do? Can you hear again the multiple layers of stories that are going on? Even when we're good at storytelling in the moment, when do I want to engage it? And how, in order to put my company forward? Even being a good storyteller, it means that everybody around us might say, yeah, that's a great idea. Is it? Is it not? I'm not saying it's a good or a bad idea. I'm just having us notice another layer of story, right? Fantastic, Yvonne. I love it. And notice too that she used story really well. Like, what's the point? Her story had one point. Why do I want to do these things? Because I'm visible. I want to tell people I'm here. She used few words. She landed on one point, and that's why you're all convinced. And story, that's one of the story elements. We'll talk about it probably in, it's about 3 weeks, right? Thank you. Beautiful. If you heard that there were more layers of story happening there than you might have noticed if I hadn't pointed them out, raise your hand. Didn't notice all those layers of story happening all at once. Fantastic. Okay. Let's hear from somebody who's in the third room. Who is in the third room? Who would like to share? Steve, thank you.
Yeah. So my three places, two of them are very intimately connected. It's the marketing and sales to new coaches. I have the opportunity to bring coaches on to train them to do what I am now doing. And the why is because it's an incredible opportunity for my company. And what's possible is a couple $100,000 of annual passive income.
Just that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So that's, it's very exciting for me. And I've been doing this now for, I guess, about 3 weeks, and I have two coaches that are about to sign on. So,
fantastic, Steve. That's so great. And we didn't even do wins at the beginning. So I'm glad you stuck that win in. Yep. It's beautiful, right?
So, Thank you. And then the other place is in the stories that I tell to create partnerships.
Yes.
And these partnerships are with, folks like other business owners like CPAs and business brokers and folks that I can really partner with in my coaching practice.
Right. And why should they do that?
That's exactly right. And that's the area, not only for my growth, but also for the growth of all of the coaches that I bring on, the ability to feed them clients.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. And
explode the whole company. So.
Yeah, fantastic. And did you hear in these three different shares, what's at stake? And what's at stake sounds like, oh no, there's a lot. I mean, we could take that as fear, or we could take that as possibility. When I have a story mastery, what could be possible? What's at stake for our companies? Oh, only a couple hundred thousand dollars of passive income. Oh, actually being visible in the market. Oh, actually closing sales. Oh, letting my company be resilient, like Lindsay's about the self-branding, so that I can transition easily. So I have also a measure of security. So it's not like, wow, I got all that over there. And then what happened, right? That and so much more in these stories that you told about where you want to tell stories, right? And notice what I'm doing right now. I'm telling you a story about story. Did you notice that? If you think that story matters right now, it's because I told you a story about stories. I'm engaged. It, you know, teaching is that as well. Inspiration is that as well. I'm telling you a story about why stories matter. Right? So we can engage. Stories are engaged at every single level of our company. And or when we can, they're there everywhere. You know that from anatomy. Stories are everywhere. What is it to be able to tweak the dials of it in so many areas for our company? And also, when I get a hold of, when I learn how to do it in self-branding, or learn how to do it over in marketing, when I understand the elements of it, so I've not just, okay, well, I'm going to go study marketing. So I've got these, but I don't even understand what the mechanism behind it is. So I can do marketing, but now what I'm going to do over here in branding? Okay, now I work with a branding specialist, but I don't know how that works over here in sales. But now I got to talk to my team. Can you hear that when we understand the underlying mechanism? It's like it gives us the key to all of these separate areas. And that's freaking powerful. That's why I got out of bed so excited. And that's why I needed Shavasana in the beginning of this, because I'm hopping out of my seat and so excited for you in the possibilities of, you know, for all these areas in your company. And Steve mentioned marketing. And I've mentioned this to you in a different context. It's probably in practical applications, but hear it now. When I was talking to one of the, you know, most well-known marketers on the planet, the one I've mentioned him before, he, you know, his record was $1 million in 42 minutes, I think it was. And he's like, he networks, he hangs out all the time with all the big name marketers that you would know in the industry, right? And he said, oh, Michelle, you know, all of us old-time, he called them old-time marketers. They're all names you would know. All of us guys, all of us old-time marketers were really just wannabe filmmakers. Right? That's what he told me. Because that's all we're doing when we're marketing. We're just telling freaking awesome stories. So, anyone else? Yeah, go ahead, Steve.
I just realized there's another layer to my story, and that is that as I get better at telling these stories, particularly about partnerships and how I can teach my coaches how to tell the story to do that as well. So there's another layer to that for me.
Yes. How do we train the people who work with us? Whether it's another coach, whether it's our virtual assistant, it's like, how does training happen? All that is story. And then when I understand story, I can have them engaged in story too. So it's the level of story of my company. It's the level of story for the people who are engaged in this company, and what stories are they telling them? Super, super powerful. And okay, so thank you. Love that. So anyone else who had something from the breakout room that's like, oh, I just got to share this. Even if this is one piece that like, this hasn't been said yet, or it reminds me of this. Anything else wanting to be shared? Just wanted to create a space. Okay, fantastic. So let me turn to my notes again. So who's at least a little bit excited? Like, I'm just bubbling over. I know you can hear that, right? Who's at least a little bit excited about what we're going to do in this series? Raise your hand. At least even like one small measure of excitement. I'm just like, I am so happy to be doing this with you. I can't even tell you. I've been waiting to be able to teach at this level for a number of years. You guys, it's the right time. It's the right place. We're ready. So again, I just want to summarize some of the places. What if we could, because you will hear it differently having been in the breakout rooms. I said these, but not in this way before. So what if we could understand the essential elements of story so we could use them informal, right? Crafted and informal chat with team members ways. It's one of the ways that stories, you know, shake out. Number one, so formal and informal ways. Number two in different areas of our companies. That's what you were investigating in the breakout room. Branding, company vision, other forms of communication, marketing, speaking with partners, et cetera, all that falls under different areas of our company. Number three, we've hardly even touched on this, but it's another area of, what if we could master the elements of story for different purposes? Persuasion, connection, building tribe, making sales, et cetera, right? I might want to talk to my team and persuade them. I might want to talk to my team and make connections with them. I might want to build the tribe through the team. Do you get it? These are different layers of how story functions. Informal, informal ways, in one, two, different areas of our company, three, for different purposes. And four, this one I haven't mentioned yet, be able to reuse stories. Steve kind of touched on it in his example about, oh, right, I could teach my coaches, right? About, or I could teach, like, train them, right? Be able to reuse stories for different audiences and to different ends because we understand the building blocks of story. Think of it this way. You probably have some inkling, but of how many times I've told the story of my man's death because it's really big in my life and I'm going to be authentic. And if it's coming up for me, I'm going to share it. I've sold it. I've told that story to so many audiences for so many purposes, sometimes private, sometimes on stage, sometimes with my team, because for instance, it was the anniversary of his death and I was in a more difficult place and they needed to know a different aspect of what was happening about like the same elements of the story. But in, and I'm giving you one that's very tangible, very easy to see, but in multiple different audiences, to multiple different ends, because I understand the elements of story. And that also that I know that that's not the only story I could tell. I could tell the story of what my daughter had for breakfast. I could tell the story of some stranger in the street. I could tell the story of COVID. I have the power to tell the story about what I want, where I want, to the audience I want, for the purpose I want. Because I understand at the root the fundamental elements of story, what they are, how they work, and I can tweak the dial on each of them, those fundamental elements to the purpose that I want. That's the power of this series. All right. I just want to ask you, do you need an example of that, or does that feel clear to you? Are you going like, what? I'm pretty sure you're understanding it. I'd give you an example, but y'all got it. You don't need it. You got it. Okay, great. We'll go into the examples and how they work next time. Because there's one more piece and then I can give you if we skip over that, because I know you got it. All right. There's another layer that I want you to be able to think about as you go away this week, because you can dive into like, where do I want to use story? And we spent 10 minutes on, but are those really where I want to use story? And it doesn't mean you're not restricted to that. Do you get that? If Yvonne is working on sales, and Steve mentioned marketing, it's like, oh no, Yvonne can't touch marketing and Steve can't touch sales. You know, Steve mentioned sales too. It's not like that. We're going to learn to use it everywhere, but what are the priorities for you? Give yourself some time this week to consider that, right? And I want to add another layer of what we can think about stories so we can actually use this in our companies and in our world. Another thing to think about, not just like what are the priority areas for my company, but where is it that stories are already going well? I want to remind you that you know a lot about stories. You've been telling stories since you were able to talk, right? So take a minute and just jot down. I'm not going to break you up into groups right now because I want all the time that we have for a couple different purposes. But take 1 minute and jot down. Here's some places where I know stories are going well. Hey, my family supports me in this. I'm probably telling a good story. Or maybe they don't, but I have some team members behind me. I must be telling a good story there. I've closed some sales. I must be telling a good story. Whatever it is, I'm more aligned with my own story. Like, where are some places that story's already working well? So take just a minute, jot down like 20 places. If you can't think of it, then that's the inner world story going for you, right? Because I know some places is working well. Take a minute. Okay, have you had a chance to jot down at least a couple of places? Is there anybody who doesn't have anything on the page yet? Anyone? Raise your hand. Okay, let's just hear these like popcorn, because this is celebration. This is recognizing, hey, I do know something about story, and I don't. It's not some foreign area that I know nothing about. I can build on what I already know and have known since I was 2 years old, or whenever it was I started to speak. And also, I already have some things going in my company. So just like popcorn, just for a minute. Where are some stories that are going? Where are some areas that are going well already? And also, if this is hard to do, there's some inner world story that needs to happen, right? Like popcorn. Go ahead.
With my friends.
Yeah. Ooh, long pause here.
How much I love design.
Yeah, good.
With my team.
Good.
Yeah, with my partner.
Good. Couple more.
With my friend that I, with my, one of my teachers that I had a conversation with today.
Beautiful. Yes. One more.
In presentations.
Go ahead, Dottie, and then Barb. Dottie, you finish off, and then Barb.
I think I had a good story on expressing what I wanted to do with the three questions, where, why, and what's possible.
Great notice. Thank you. Barb.
In presentations.
Yeah, fantastic.
In workshops.
Beautiful. So we have things to build on. And it could be also that there's unconscious, well, I'm quite sure there's some unconscious competence there for you too, right? Does Dottie know exactly all the mechanisms of why that worked so well when she expressed what she wanted to do right now? It went well, and she knows it went well, but what if she could understand more of what was going well, and then she could transfer that excellence elsewhere? I know there's unconscious competence for me, and I've been doing this work for over 25 years. So what if we could become more and more conscious of what's working and then apply it in those different areas? That to me is exciting. What I want to do, take one more minute, and then there are some areas that I know I want to tweak. It might be in those areas that you want to work on because they're the priority areas. They might be where it's already working well and you want it to work better. So I want you to go, these are areas where, boy, I know I could really use a hand. Don't have an editor about it, but these could be overlapping but different lists. So here's where I know the priorities are. Here's where it's working well. And now I'd really like to tweak it here. I know that I don't really get how it works over here. And that's okay. Take a minute and jot that down.
Can you repeat the question?
Yes, the question is, hey, I know there's some places where I really don't have a handle on how story works. And when here are the areas. And it might not be your first priority. So it's not the same as the breakout room question. But it's like, I really haven't any clue how it works with branding, or I don't really know what it has to do with leadership. I never even thought about that before, or whatever it is, all right? Just so we know we've got some areas to tweak too, and it's okay. We just notice without judgment. Take just a minute. Okay, and because we got to wrap up quickly, do you have at least one thing on the page, everyone? At least one. Okay, let's hear just like popcorn. It's like, wow, I don't know how it works over here. And that's okay, like giving ourselves permission, right? Go ahead.
I don't know where it's working most of the time. Today, I felt like it was working and it was an exception and it was so fun.
Love it. So a whole bunch of areas. And in that moment, it was working well for her. She just owned that. Dottie, you just owned that. I love that, right? So beautiful. Great. What else?
I see how it works for social media content for others, but I don't have a good grasp on how to do it for myself.
Hey, how does it even work over there? Good. And from the genius visual person too, right? But like, what's that area like? What if I could apply it over there? Good. Really great. Mary Kay.
Oh, I was supposed to, okay.
I thought you raised your hand. Maybe you were just waving, but hey. No.
I can say I need more information about disability.
Visibility. Yeah, just visibility. How do I become a bit more visible? Where is it that works? What part of the story do I need? Good. One more area that you'd like to tweak. No judgment. Just, I noticed that I don't know too much about that area.
Instagram stories for me.
Yeah. How do Instagram stories work? Beautiful. Thank you. When I was in Thailand, I was fascinated because at this company, we haven't even done much in social media. You're going to see a lot more of that in the next year. And Sandra Yancey and Kim, the founders of eWomen Network, I was in this little cart with them. And Sandra, we were in this wild cart going through the streets of Thailand, and she did this little Instagram story. Like, she's there, like, whoa! And it was so fun. What if it could just be fun like that? What if it could just be easy? And what are the elements of story? She's a master storyteller. What elements is she using there? People have either learned it, or some people have just an innate capacity. At some level, they've learned something of it, or they have not got to that level. I don't know any highly influential person who is not at some level mastered story. Because it's needed in every area of our company, every single area. So here's what I want to do from here. We're just wrapping up. We're going to go to Ahas and Inspired Action. Just before we do that, I want to mention a couple of things. First, home play. If we want to understand the elements of story, let's have a story that we can refer to. And one where we can easily see some of the elements, and I want to let it be easy and fun for you. And so I'm asking you to go and watch Star Wars. The original Star Wars, right? Luke Skywalker. So the very, very first one that came out in 1970, whatever it was. Go find it. I'm sure you can find it somewhere. Go watch it before our next call. Because then when we're talking about character, we can say Luke. Right? Or we can say Obi-Wan Kenobi, and we've got something tangible to talk about, because how it works over there, the elements of story are consistent. They're the same everywhere. And when we can learn from a master filmmaker, we can apply it over here. Like I said, the marketers, the crazy, wonderful marketers said, I'm just a wannabe filmmaker. Okay, let's go over to the filmmaker and see what they're doing. All right. If the marketers are just being wannabe filmmakers, let's see where they're sourcing it from. Make sense? So go watch Star Wars. That's your home play. Then just a little bit about our next call. So we're going to walk through element by element so we can grab a hold of these elements of story. That's how the course is organized. And then we'll apply it in lots of different areas. This one element of story, if I understand what it is, and then I can tweak the dial over it, then Yvonne can apply it to her website, and Lindsay can apply it to her personal branding, and Steve can apply it to his marketing, or talking to a joint venture partner, and so on. And Carly can apply it to Instagram stories. Let's get this one element, and then as they build, we'll start to see how the elements play together as well, right, over time. And on our next call, I chose the order of them too, not randomly. We're going to do it in a way that's digestible. You can go and Google this stuff, but how am I supposed to make it work in my company? You know, like, how am I supposed to make, what does it even mean when I'm speaking on stage? What does it mean on my website and so on, right? We're going to start with the element where I think there are the biggest mistakes happen in this one element that we're going to start with next week. What's the most important? So it's also the most important place to start in story. If we don't start here, we're probably not going to grasp the story. It drives all the other elements of the story. So that's what we're doing next week. We'll come in having watched Star Wars so we can actually talk about that one element and see it working over there. We got something concrete, and we're going to apply it in all those different, we're going to see how it applies in all those different areas. And you can see that this course is going to build too. Here's one element and we got that. Here's another element, we got that. So we're gonna start where the biggest mistakes are, and the biggest, oh man, it came up with me, what a horrible expression, it came up that way, bang for your buck. That's horrible, I can't believe I said that. Right? That's horrible, 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 erase that. The biggest, now I'm blushing, that's a horrible expression. The biggest movement in your business by understanding this element. All right, that's what we're doing next time. So one aha, one inspired action, one of your inspired actions for everyone is to go watch Star Wars, all right? Please do so before our next call. And Dottie, you're up in my, if you need to leave before the end, go and post it in Facebook, and I would love to see that.
Michelle, please repeat what we're supposed to do. Star Wars, and was there anything else?
No, whatever it is that you say, state is your inspired action, watch Star Wars and do the thing that you're going to say right now too, okay? So only watch Star Wars and whatever else you're going to say here. So Dottie, you're up first. One aha, one inspired action. Don't say Star Wars because I want everybody to do that. One more thing that you're going to do.
I loved the sharing the three areas, the where, why, and what's possible. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to write a story about what I shared with the group, because I really thought I was right on key to what I wanted to share.
I love that, Dottie. Beautiful, creative. And story like enhances creativity too, right? So love that. And by the way, in as I was giving you those three areas, it had elements of story in it. It's one of the reasons it grabbed you guys. And we'll, by the end of this course, you'll understand how and why. Thank you, Dottie. Love that. Yvonne.
Was there anything else that you needed to say, or was?
No, it was just go watch Star Wars. I had to make sure that you all heard that. All right.
I just wanted to make sure.
Was someone post on the Facebook page for me too? My team doesn't even know that I assigned that to you. This course is so hot off the press. Will somebody go post? Hey guys, watch Star Wars. Who will do that for me?
I can do that.
Thank you, Yvonne. Beautiful. So Yvonne, one aha, one inspired action.
My aha is always build a solid foundation.
Yes, thank you for hearing it. And what's your inspired action?
To create a strong story around my strategy calls.
Yeah, it's huge. Changes everything. Mary Kay.
You can change how your story shows up.
Yes, you can.
And my inspired action is to review my website draft again with this in mind.
Yes, already you have elements. We haven't even gone through the elements, but even knowing that that happens changes everything. You got it. Thank you. Lindsay.
What got me hard was like create the story. And so I guess I've never looked at it that way. I always thought stories just happened, and I've been stepping back and not creating my own. I've been letting them play them out, and they can be much better if I create them. So,
oh my goodness.
I'm going to work to actually create them instead of letting them just happen.
World changing. And what's the one tangible checkoffable action you're going to take so that we know you're bringing it out into the world?
Well, I'll start with making myself watch Star Wars. And I know you said not to say that, but I know we've talked about this and how silly I think this movie is for all these years, and it's going to take a lot for me to do it. And so I'm going to create that first story of we can do hard things even when we don't want to by making myself watch it.
Fantastic. So you get a total pass then on that one. That's really, and do you see the reason that I want to give her a pass is because she told a good story about it. Can you hear it? If she said, Michelle, I'm just not going to, like, I'm going to name Star Wars, and I know you said not to, but I'm not going to, but that's what I'm going to name, I would have bought it. She told a story about it, and now I go, yes, I'm right with you, Lindsay. Beautiful.
Well, the minute you said to do it, I was like, oh. I immediately was like, I don't want to do this. And then I'm like, wait a minute. Like, am I letting the story, because I've already told you before how silly I think it is, like, I'm letting that story control me instead of choosing to create a new one. And so,
how fabulous is that? Because it's like, I get to create my own story, and you're doing it right here, right now. Love it. Thank you, Lindsay. Love it. Barb.
If there are many layers to stories.
Oh, yes. Thank you for saying
and,
that.
And reminding
us here, because it's huge.
That the elements can be tweaked. I guess I'll review what we've talked about today and see where it lands.
That's a great thing to do. Fantastic, because we did a lot today. We did a lot. Beautiful. Thank you. Marla, are you in a place where you can speak? I'll watch for the unmute. Going. All right. I'm not seeing the unmute. So Marla, go post it in the Facebook page. It's really helpful to have that conversation going there as well. So have a fantastic, fantastic week, everybody. And some of you I will see in private sessions in different ways between now and then. Bless you for your fantastic work today. We'll see you for our first element of story and Star Wars next week. See you soon. Bye-bye for now.